Alright, so we've just got onto the train here now. There's clowns, anarchists, eco heads, all sorts of head the balls here. So we're after arriving onto this carriage, and we're here sitting with a few lovely ladies. Is it all from Stirling or? From Dublin. Ah, oh, good stuff. Even a dub thrown in.
Why are you not doing this?
So anyway, we're up here on a train carriage, and so can you tell us what's going on here today?
We're just going through to Edinburgh for the Make Corbett History March. We've gathered a few people together. I think we're going to go and march with people in Planet.
Okay.
From Stirling.
And where have you come from to do this, or who's going to be up there, who's joining you?
We've come from Bridge of Allen. We just got on the train back there because we thought it might be a little less chaotic. And we're meeting a good few people from the student movement who want to get into Edinburgh. I think, I can't remember what meeting point is that, which is not very helpful.
But I heard there's going to be a few people in Edinburgh today, is there?
One or two, I think so, yeah. Probably a good few.
Yeah, and what's the crack like? Is there a walk, or is it just watching the Live 8 gig, or what's going on today?
Well, I think everyone assembles about 11 o'clock, so we're probably going to be a little bit late for the assembling, and then about 12 we're going to march. There's a route marked out which I don't have on me, but anyway, follow the crowd, and then after that I think there's like a rally at the end when there's a few speakers. I'm not quite sure who's turning up yet. There's been different rumours about different people turning up. They may show some of the Live 8 gig as well. They've got big screens outside Murrayfield and all that for that. I don't know how visible they'll be from the march.
Right. And how much, like, do you think that all the people up around here, like, is everybody going down to this? Is everybody really, piped up about it and on for going down and doing something to try to end poverty? And
lots of people I've spoke to have, but then I kind of usually move in circles that end up at these things, to be honest. So, yeah, quite a lot of people are going. People who wouldn't usually get involved are going along.
Yeah.
So.
And in terms then of, like, the some of the leaders have said they'll cancel some of the debts, like, so that's obviously a good thing. It will help sort of end some of the poverty. But you think that more has to be done, or more could be done? And if that's the case, what else should be done?
Well, I think, like everything, it's always a talking shop, and I like to think that the G8 won't be another talking shop this year, that they'll actually do something about it for a change. We've heard some positive rumblings from the government in the UK, but then we've heard positive rumblings from them in the past and they haven't been followed through, so it'll just be a case of waiting and seeing, I think, to be honest.
And like you yourself, do you think, like, is debt the only thing, or is there other things that need to be addressed?
I think debt is one of the biggest things, to be honest with you, but I mean, poverty goes further than debt, I think, obviously. I mean, there's nations that are in poverty that, you know, not necessarily, there's lots and lots of debt that needs to be cleared, but then there's other things along with humanitarian crisis that we need to consider. We also need to consider our role in creating more debt and more humanitarian crisis that I think the government need to consider.
Yeah. And what about like lots of the people here, these clowns and strange looking people, they're going to go to Edinburgh, but then they're going to be going back to Gleneagles, and they're trying to get as many people to Gleneagles to actually just cause as much hassle, I suppose, to say, look, that cancel debt isn't what it's all about. Like the whole, you know, the way the capitalist system is working at the moment, destroying the environment, other things like that. Like, are those issues, do you think, important, or being raised in this kind of debate, or what's being talked about now with G8 and all that?
I hope so. I mean, obviously today is mainly for the Make Poverty History thing, but then I think a lot of people who are here today will probably go to Gleneagles as well, especially since we've recently, I think it was only yesterday or the day before, found out that people will actually be able to get closer to the G8 than they previously thought they would. So hopefully that will put a little bit of pressure on people to understand that it's the environment, it's what we're doing to the environment that's one of the biggest issues that they need to consider, not just about clearing debt.
Okay. And then away from the politics, what's it been up around the streets for the last while? Have you seen lots more kind of strange looking people, or is there a lot of kind of punks and hippies up around here anyway? Or?
There's not so many. You don't usually see that in Stirling. Stirling seems a bit staid sometimes, to be honest. And so it's quite nice to see a lot of diverse people around.
And do you think maybe it might spark off a lot more punks and hippies inside in Stirling, and you'll see colour all the time in Stirling?
I think it'll take more than this to do that to Stirling, to be perfectly honest.
You never know now. You never know what sort of a party we'll end up having up in the G8 now up in Gleneagles. So.
You never know. Hopefully.
Okay. Well, listen. But I hope you enjoy your day. And if the weather is as nice as it was yesterday, when you came in yesterday evening, I think it'd be great. So any other or any comments from anyone else?
No.
No. All right. Well, listen. Any comments from any of the clowns that might be nearby?
As in what?
in this and what's going on, or can you explain? Can you explain what have clowns got to do with this? Why are clowns at the G8?
Well, basically the idea behind it is, well, today particularly, this Operation Brown Nose is going on. It's because basically we've been told that there's some really antisocial, dangerous factions that might be on this march.
Like who?
Well, there's rumours that people like Gordon Brown and that are going to show up. So, I mean, the clowns are advising all protesters to stay very well away from these people. They're very dangerous. You know, if you see any suspicious type people wandering around, report it to your local, you know, your nearest clown army official or whatever, and they'll go over and sort it out. You know, they're very dangerous. Protesters should really try and stay away from them.
And they've an agenda to really upset everything, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they're incredibly dangerous people. I mean, you wouldn't... I mean, they'll mess up the whole march, you know what I mean?
And how would you notice one of these clowns?
Well, basically they're generally in army type gear. Clowns dressed in army type gear. You know, we are an army and we are, you know, chaotically disciplined. So yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty visible. You'll see them. There's lots of, you know, green and pink fur and khaki gear and of course the big red noses. So. You'll see them, there should be a fairly visible amount of them.
Excellent. Alright, any comments from any of the other train passengers here? Sir, what do you make of all this?
I'm with everything that's been said so far, yeah. Yeah.
It's a lovely part of the world up here. what do you make all these lads going around with all the, like there's all the lads in black, there's the clowns, there's all sorts of heads.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that people are making something positive of it rather than just, as I say, there's like complete anarchists that are going, that have just got an alternative agenda, which isn't the way that things change.
Yeah.
Things change organically, you know, by force of opinion. So it's kind of sad when these idiots like just try and force something upon people,
because
that's not the way it's done, really.
And would that be like using the political systems and that alone?
Yeah, using the political systems, but by force of numbers and force of opinion, general public opinion, changing things.
Like so the way the rise and upsurge of public opinion with G8 and the way that led to some debt being cancelled.
Yeah, exactly.
And would there be any anarchists that might like to come back on this? And any anarchists that would like to come back just about the argument? Any anarchists on the train? Could someone very simply explain the kind of anarchist agenda about why they come to the G8 and what they're trying to achieve from this? If there's anyone?
I suppose it's just, you know, like you see, in all of society, you know, you see the breakdown of, like, the division of power between, you know, people who have power and people who don't. And I suppose that's most explicitly seen in with the G8, where there's, you know, 8 people who are deciding, you know, the future of 6 billion. You know, for anarchists, that's, like, the most explicit example of the absolute inhumanity of the capitalist system and of the state system. So we're here to protest that, and also to protest against the results of that, which would include the impoverishment of third world nations, the destruction of the environment, the increase in workfare and the abolishment of the welfare system. So we're just here to say that, I suppose.
And maybe it's true to, like, when you look at the like in the media, the sort of picture that's painted is that when anarchists come, it's all troublemakers who come and they're throwing rocks, they're causing trouble. It's just normally seen as being the violent people who come and start doing that. Granted, there is a little bit of very strong anger from some groups, but a lot of other groups try to be as non-violent as possible.
Well, I think the binary between violence and non-violence is quite skewed, you know. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at things comparatively, the violence exhibited by people rioting and so on is significantly less than the violence exhibited by the police response to rioting generally. There's a lot less than, you know, the violence exhibited on the 100,000 dead people in Iraq. A lot less violence than the violence exhibited on the thousands upon thousands of people who die from preventable diseases every year. A lot less violent than the violence of the mass imprisonment of people with the prison system. A lot less violent. You know, I mean, I could continue endlessly. But you know, so comparatively, you know, I think this binary between violence and non-violence is ridiculous. I also think that a lot of it arises out of these historical fictions, whereby you know, good politics is non-violent, bad politics is violent. It's just not true, you know. It's an attempt to turn radical dissent and radical opinion into ineffectual liberalism, in my opinion.
So who's going to win?
We'll win. There's more of us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. Hopefully, that's just a few sound bites from a train on its way to Edinburgh. And hopefully we'll all have a bit of crack anyway. And hopefully the world will become a little bit saner and nicer. Anyway, Sláinte.